And it's 8:50, time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The Midwest direct hog markets today are expected to trade from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower. Terminals are called steady to lower with tops from a range of $29 to $36. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $29. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, April 1st, negotiated swine purchases were 10,821 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 40.75 to 54.16. The weighted average was 49.11, a loss of 63 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 30.69 to 41.50. The weighted average was 38.24. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $22,075. The base price range was $41 to $57. The weighted average was $52.60, a loss of $1.46 from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $25.75 to $41.47, and the weighted average was $38.38. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. First off, we're going to talk more about it, and maybe you're tired of hearing about it, but you will continue to hear about the excessively wet soils and the increased amount of precipitation heading in for a good portion of the Midwest. Today's forecast calling for heavy rains from southeastern Missouri through northern Kentucky, Ohio through Friday. Flooding in the region will be widespread. Should not impact the cropland that has not already flooded or was not already flooded through the month of March. And the eastern Corn Belt will not receive as much rain this weekend or early next week. But the next storm system will arrive quick on its heels for Tuesday, continue through Friday, and that will produce more significant moisture, preventing any field work into the middle of the month. And there's also another storm system that is showing up on the computer models for the middle of the month, and that will contribute to additional planting delays. Cool temperatures at times during the next couple, week to 10 days will also slow the drying rates, leaving parts of the Midwest much too wet for any significant field work. Biggest delays in planting will occur from Arkansas and Missouri all the way in through Ohio. For an example, so far in the Boot Heel of Missouri, corn planting has reached 1%. This time last year, it was at 45%. So, again, very wet and a little bit cooler than it should be. Soil temperatures at the 4-inch level across southern Illinois, they spiked over the weekend at around 50 degrees. And then the cloud cover and the cool weather that moved in drops the minimum soil temperatures at the 4-inch level back to around 45 to 48 degrees across the southern third of Illinois. And again, not only do we need drier weather, but we also need some warmer weather to get those soil temperatures up. Across the Delta and the Southeast, the Northern Delta is expected to see more flooding, and that will expand Thursday into Friday. Significant locally heavy rain will fall through the region. Crop areas, again, did not flood in March are not expected to flood, but the soil will be saturated in that area. The few days of mostly dry weather that will follow the storm will not last long enough for topsoil to firm up before the next round of rain arrives towards the middle of next week. Planting delays will occur in the southern Delta and the southeastern states over the next couple weeks, but these delays should not be as serious as that delay that will set up across the northern portion of the Delta and again into the Corn Belt Midwest. Areas in South America, Brazil, not much changed their forecast. Rain expected to be most significant for the second half of the work week and into the weekend into the central southern portion of Brazil. From São Paulo into southern Minas Gerais and Mato Grosso into Goiás, rainfall will be locally heavy. A few days of delayed harvest should be expected there. Once the precipitation ends, that'll take place late this weekend, a more favorable weather pattern will resume to help get that harvest back on track. And in Argentina, Again, we're looking for no big changes into the forecast that's occurred. Net drying will occur in most of the nation through the next 10 days to 2 weeks, and that will favor the crop maturation and harvest progress across Argentina. Dryness is a concern for the late-season crop in Santa Fe, Entre Rios, where soil is already quite dry, and no rain is showing up on any computer models for the next 10 days or so. In contrast, too much moisture in the soil and on the fields of Santiago del Estero and Cordoba right now, and net drying will help to improve that situation there. Australia, the rain received over the next couple weeks will be welcome. Most areas will not see a significant increase in topsoil moisture due to the light intensity of rainfall, and more rain will be needed before winter crop planting can occur later this month in Australia. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris and McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 9.51, up one. Last trade was up 10 and a quarter at the Chicago Board of Trade. May wheat open at $9 and a quarter, up five and a quarter. Last trade up nine. July, 9.12, down a half. Last trade up four and three quarters. May beans opened at 12.22 and a quarter, up 11 and a quarter. Last trade down 3 and a half. July, 12.36, up 2. Last trade down 10 and 3 quarters. November, 11.52, up 4 and 3 quarters. Last trade down 10 and a quarter. May soybean meal opened at 3.32, up 1.50. Last trade down $2. May soybean oil opened at 52.50, up 35. Last trade up 49. May corn opened at 5.84 and a quarter, up a quarter. Last trade up 5 and a quarter. July, 5.96 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a quarter. Last trade up 4 and a quarter. December, 5.92 and three quarters, down a quarter. Last trade up 4 and 1/2. Joining us now on the phone to talk about the markets is Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. They are located in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave.
Had new contract highs in the I believe it was in the May, the lead option month contract in corn overnight. We're going to follow through on that today.
It certainly looks that way, Dave. It looks like a lot of the behind-the-scenes talk, and when I say that, maybe inter-office discussions and discussions with local producers, the fears of the planting delays in corn, now that we've switched that calendar over into April, finally starting to materialize. All the morning wires today are certainly talking about that, and add on to that the acreage, the discussions that's been beat to death since Monday morning. Look for corn to continue to make new highs as we trade this week until Mr. Solier and Mr. Sola and some of the other guys that are talking weather can get this thing to dry out.
Well, then 6 and 10 and 8 to 14 say above normal precipitation for the eastern corn belt, although temperatures for soils are going to warm up a little bit. Question I have then for you is, in the next 2 weeks, will we see a settlement above $6 in corn?
Yes, we will. We will, Dave. If you're talking to May contract, I mean, that's only 11 cents away from the overnight close. And, you know, it wouldn't even surprise me if it happens by the end of this week. It just seems like the momentum now could be buy corn, sell soybean type of strategy. And there's even some arguments coming out of Chicago, Dave, that because of the revenue guarantees that the crop insurance program provided for soybeans, that, you know, you're looking at claim territories already on an average crop, and so soybeans really don't need to fight for acres for those that bought revenue insurance, so it's corn that needs to rally to fight against that. So don't look for a big move up in soybeans, but expect the corn to continue to gain ground.
Meanwhile, new crop soybeans rallied, get this, $1.15 from their nighttime lows during the day yesterday.
Yes, and everybody was calling in saying, am I missing something here? And we were oversold. We were due a correction. There's certainly no doubt about that. And the uncertainty with the fund trading will continue. But again, you know, we're going to be lower this morning, probably a dime lower in soybeans, kind of following the overnights. That 1230 to 1250 area is going to be real hard for May soybeans to get through. We got to a high of 1228 on the overnight, so it's just going to be real tough to see a big move up in soybeans.
And even in those levels, you're still in the downtrend, correct?
Absolutely. You know, we're not even getting the 50% correction that a lot of people want to think that the market is due, you know, from the high to the low, take half of that, come back up. I guess we're not really counting on that right now, Dave. Again, with the wet weather and extra acres potentially being pushed to beans, it's just going to be tough. Even the strike in Brazil, that's about the only thing you can hang your hat on that might be able to bring us up, but there's talk of a 30-day suspension on that. So it's going to be tough for beans to make that move.
Very quickly, about 20, 30 seconds, is wheat close to carving out a bottom?
I don't know that I would say yes yet. If we say close, do I think $8 will hold it? Yeah, I do. So if we're in the 9 to 9.25 area right now, if we consider that area close, then probably so. I don't see wheat getting much below $8. You're going to see a little bounce today as export business appears to be pretty robust again. We might get 5 or 10 higher in wheat. But again, with harvest approaching here in the next couple months, don't expect a real big run up in wheat.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks, Dave.
Ed Dunn of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana.